On the phone, we've got Clinton County Commissioner's President Jordan Brewer. Jordan, thank you for the phone call this morning.
Welcome, Kevin. Good morning, and glad to be on here.
We have been talking and communicating the last couple days here with all the local officials, including yourself. We made the decision last night to go to the red travel warning, and I know that a lot of that usually starts with the commissioners. What helps you make that decision?
Well, first and foremost, it's all the other departments that are out there on the road working. So we have County Highway, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch, EMS. They kind of gather all their input, what they're seeing, and pass that along to Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, and then he and I consult as well as the other commissioners and come to a decision when it's time to go from the yellow to the red level.
So I know you're not a meteorologist, but what are you hearing, thinking, or seeing for the rest of today?
I'm being told it's somewhere in that 3 to 6 range of snow that we could see between now and sometime late this afternoon, early evening. The biggest concern we really have is with the wind. It's 15, 20, 25 mile an hour wind out here in the county especially. And so our county highways do an excellent job of trying to get the roads clear. However, the wind continues to blow drift onto the county roads and just make them a hazard to drive on. So, you know, myself, I've been out a little bit here on the southern part of the county, and in one place there might be a foot high drift, and 10 feet in front of it, the snow's 2 inches. I mean, it's just very variable out on the roads at the moment.
So, yeah, we're just encouraging folks to stay in today. And as Daryl mentioned at the top of the show here, that will be lifted as soon as possible, but not before we need to, right?
Exactly. The safety of all the individuals in our county is our number one concern. And while we're in red, it allows our emergency management services to have more access to the road to get it so that we can have normal travel back out there. I think that's the big thing. If we're dealing with people out there driving and we have slide-offs or wrecks, it just makes it much harder for our emergency management services to do the job that they need to do.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time again, and just wanted to touch base with you this morning and make sure that all was well and make sure everything is pointed in the right direction. So I appreciate, again, the communication yesterday and in the past and in the future. So anything else you care to share with us this morning?
Just be on the lookout. As soon as we can lift that red level, we will. I would like to thank all of our personnel that have worked diligently the last few days and throughout the night. You have EMA, EMS, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch. I mean, these people, I think we take for granted in the county how good of people we have working for you each and every single day. And when we have events like this, we're seeing them out there trying to get life back to normal for everyone else. And so if you see those people out or know them, just tell them thank you for all their hard work.
Absolutely. And thank you for your time this morning, Jordan. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin, and I think I'll be talking to you tomorrow because I'm on party line again.
Oh, good. So. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And all right. Thanks a lot.